Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Carcosa.
Carcosa. Well, it certainly does stand out more than Lakeview. Lakeview, I feel like, could be anywhere. Carcosa sounds like, well, I don't know where it sounds like.
Exactly.
It sounds like an island. It's nice, yeah.
Can I roll history to see if this name means anything to me?
You can, yeah.
And I'm going to spend 7 points of luck to make that a success.
In which case, the only reference you remember to Carcosa is there was a play published in the late 19th century called The King in Yellow that apparently was set in Carcosa, but it was a fictional place, and it's not very well known because the play was banned. There were rumors that it had a maddening effect upon those who read it, and that it was removed from sale and destroyed for public safety reasons.
Oh, I walk on the night as she is cold, but I look at the window and think
and Mac is just sort of like chuckling over his plate of cold beef and pickles. It's like,
what's so funny?
I don't know if you remember. Were any of you students of literature at your education at all?
Sure, I've read a few books in my day.
Certainly.
I've read Dan Brown.
Yeah, of course you have, Carl.
The Da Vinci Codes, Dan Brown?
Angels and Demons?
Well, I saw the movies, but... Yeah.
You saw the movie? Okay.
With my parents. They're communists.
If you had said I'd heard the audiobook, I might give you a pass as to like that being the equivalent of rating.
Yeah.
But you know that the movie is different, right? You know that.
Yeah, but I mean, I could get Spark Notes or Blinkist or something and figure it out really quick.
Is that relevant to... sorry, Mac, what was your point going to be?
only that I don't know if any of you... I mean, Carcosa, I thought, was a fictional place. It's only even dimly remembered because it's connected to a famously banned work of art. I mean, have you ever heard of cursed plays?
Casilda speaks up from the doorway and says, Yes. Oh, the play. Yes, I mean, everyone knows the play, don't they? Of course, yes, that was written about us.
Really?
Must be a different play. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the play. Plays are not really my thing, but...
Do they not produce plays anymore? I'm sorry, I'm very out of touch with modern fashions.
Oh, no, there's absolutely plays anymore. It's just...
Hamilton.
The Lot of Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, though, that if this place does have historical significance, that is the sort of thing that I would lean into. I wouldn't rebrand that to Lake View. I would stick with your guns, as it were.
Yes, Cedric is right. I think that there's a compromise that you and your sister can sort of forge here of modern amenities for the facility, but leaning into the history in other ways. People enjoy their history interpreted for them, but enjoy also the comfort of a running water toilet.
Yeah, the history can be an aesthetic choice as opposed to, whatever this is.
But on the other hand, some of the things I think, like this meal, for example, is quite good. Is it quite good? I start eating it. How is it?
Yes, it is quite good.
It's quite good.
Mm.
And this bread is freshly baked. My word. This part of the experience, I think, spot on. Wouldn't change a thing.
Yes, Casilla, these olives are particularly plump.
You know, speaking for myself, it might be nice to offer some vegan options. It's just the bread is very good. The olives are very good. The just a lot of meat and dairy.
What was that word you said? Vegan?
Vegan? Not consuming animal products?
What would you eat then?
I'll put it on the list of suggestions that we're compiling. It's, you know, getting pretty long, so it'll be comprehensive.
Yeah, if you say.
Have our two, the two people that arrived with us shown up at all?
The woman in the colourful dress is standing in the doorway behind Casilda, looking a bit nervous at everything that's going on.
Hmm.
She's wearing a somewhat more sober dress at the moment. The other woman you saw, the one who wandered off into the mist, doesn't seem to have reappeared.
Casilda, I'm so sorry. There was actually another guest who arrived with us that we haven't seen in quite a while.
I suppose she may have drifted off to explore the town.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, was that Senora Delgado? She says, I wondered what had happened to her. Miss Beckett Moore, I assume, she says, turning around and seeing Charlotte there. Do sit down. It doesn't matter that you're late for dinner. Sit down. But you're saying Senora Delgado is missing?
Just that we haven't seen her. I mean, it's possible she went to go explore the town.
Oh, well, she says. And she walks over and she starts picking up the cutlery and crockery from the place setting and putting it away.
Oh, she might show up again. Do you want to leave that out?
And, yeah, she closes the cabinet and turns back and says, I hope you don't mind me interrupting your repast, but we did bring you here for a reason. Do you mind, she says, and she points at the seat at the other end of the table.
Not at all. As Louise was just saying, I think we're all of us are brimming with suggestions.
Yes, marvellous, marvellous, marvellous. Well, let me just explain what it is that we want from you first, just so there's no miscommunications, as those can be unfortunate. What we are looking to do is what I understand is referred to in the modern world as a rebranding. Our relationship with our visitors has always been a bit of a strange one. Carcosa relies very much on its traditions and its roots. It is a place that is deep in history, but at the same time, that does lead to a degree of stagnation. And we rely just as much on those who visit us and what they bring to the town. And we want to try to make Carcosa more welcoming to the modern visitor, or more appealing at least. We have drifted into irrelevance in recent years. People don't speak of us anymore. People don't remember us anymore. And there is very little reason for the modern visitor to come to Carcosa. And this hurts all of us. We simply want to revive Carcosa.
Louise is kind of getting tripped up on the word modern being used so often. is it like, if she kind of observes this woman from the perspective of like, is this just commitment to a bit, or is this like a mental issue? You know what I mean? Like, is this person struggling a little bit?
Give me a psychology roll to try to determine that.
I'm going to spend 7 luck to make that a hard success.
If this is a bit, she is absolutely committed to it. She believes everything that she's saying, and you're not seeing anything that indicates that she's delusional or that this is a psychotic break or anything like that. This just seems to be who she is.
Louise will look around the table, and whoever she can make eye contact with, she'll just mouth the word modern, like modern?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Carl sees that through his phone.
Casilda, I think we've already made, I think Lou put it the most succinct of any of us, to lean into the aesthetics of the history, but the practicalities of modernity are going to be the things that make this more appealing to the savvy traveler of today. I'd be curious to know more about your history, though. I assumed that Carcosa was a fiction.
Just because something's a fiction, that doesn't mean it's not real.
Well, it literally does, though. But in a way, that is exactly what that means. Do you see what I mean?
But in the end, what are we all but stories?
And I love that.
We're the stories we tell ourselves. We're the stories that people tell about us. And what is Carcosa but the greatest story of all?
Okay, now that's something you put on the billboard outside, okay?
Put that on the brochure, for sure.
What is Carcosa? The greatest story of all. But I am worried that I do think you need to basically gut this place to install plumbing in every... Like, I'm thinking about... So I had an upstairs bathroom breakdown in my home in New York, and it was just the biggest pain in the ass to sort of fix it. And I'm seeing that for you with every single one of the 20, 30 rooms that you have here. I'm just worried that you're so obsessed with historic preservation that, I'm going to be honest with you, no modern traveler that I know, I wouldn't recommend they travel to a place that didn't have a bathroom in every room, electricity, outlets in every room. That's just sort of, that's ground floor stuff. And it's a, don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful space, and I think it's brimming with opportunity, but the renovations that you're looking at here are not inconsiderable.
So, Mr. Barlow, would you do me a kindness?
Absolutely.
Would you tell me, make it a story if you would, of the most beautiful bathroom you have ever seen?
Oh, absolutely. So, are you familiar with Hearst Castle?
No.
So, a newspaper magnate has a home in California that is exceedingly opulent in every way, but some of the bathrooms have columns imported from Rome. I want you to picture large tile floors stretching high ceilings of 10 feet or more, and then sinks from Venice with a sculpture of a dolphin pouring water into them. Some would say a bit gauche. I say not far enough. And the dolphin is gilded with gold, and there's a shower with a modern shower head, right? We're talking like low water, like bad water efficiency, just so much water pouring out of that. Probably not legally allowed in California anymore, but we're not low flow, just absolutely so much water pouring down, and fluffy towels of the highest thread count, and a selection of, I think you would do well with, lotions for the skin, and oftentimes you will see hotels sort of pair with local manufacturers of soaps or conditioners and shampoos, and that's sort of a way to bring the history in, right? To be like, look, this is an old building, but look at the things that are going on in the community now. This is Carcosa candles, whatever, and we have those for free in the room, and then you can buy them in the gift shop on the way out.
Gift shop? Yes, this is very helpful, Mr. Barlow. This is very helpful. And can you give me a power roll, please?
Sure. Okay, I'll spend 2 luck points to make that a hard success.
Oh, very good. And can you also do something else? Can you lower your power by 10, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my.
Oh, it's going to be that kind of game, huh?
And she looks very happy and says, yes, yes.
It is notable to me that Cedric did forget in his description to include a toilet of any kind.
Mostly shower.
It was mostly the shower and the sink.
Dolphin sink, yeah.
But yeah, you find yourself just for a moment caught up in this vision of this bathroom and the story you're telling about it. And by the time you've relayed all of this, you feel this wave of exhaustion pass over you.
And that's the greatest bathroom I've ever imagined. And it has a toilet. I don't know if I said that.
And you're saying that every room would have a palace such as that.
I think for the suites, for sure, you would want to go. This is high end. I don't know what your budget looks like, but I would say some version of this. I'm sorry, I need a moment.
Of course, of course.
Are you all right?
Do you want to save some money? Because I think I have an idea that might work for you. I like the merch idea. I think that's a really cool idea, Cedric, to have the gift shop.
I'm sure you do.
But why not just keep it like it is and then market it as a haunted hotel, an eco-friendly haunted hotel? Lots of people would come out and see that, and I could take like some really cool videos of me and ghosts.
Why haunted?
I mean, look at this place. It's obviously haunted. I mean, people love haunted. They go on haunted tours, haunted vacations.
You're saying that people would be attracted here by the dead.
I wouldn't use those words. I would probably just call it a haunted hotel and say, like, the second floor especially is haunted. That way people who are put off by that can stay on the third floor. You know what I mean?
There's nothing special about the second floor. The whole town is haunted.
Yeah, make it a whole ecosystem of haunted adventures.
That's precisely the vibe that Carl is referring to. I realize we're in the no idea is a bad idea phase, but I don't...
I'm going to stop you right there. This place needs help. Let's say what the bad ideas are.
Now may be a time to let yes and fall away and just be cruel to be kind. I don't know that the theming of this has to go full haunted house. I think that the atmosphere is spooky enough on its own that where I think you can, with a gentler touch, but still play on the sort of uncanny energy of this place. There is a sort of macabre aesthetic that is drawn to this sort of thing.
If, Casilda, as you say, the whole town has already doubled down on, like, we are haunted, that's our thing, come for the ghosts, then I don't know that I'm with Mac. I don't know that you need to go so hard on that in this establishment.
But the plumbing thing is still relevant, right? Like, you'd still need to gut a lot of this place.
So relevant.
Casilda just holds a hand up and says, that's been dealt with. let's move on from there to whatever else will help bolster Carcosa in the minds of the visitors here.
And, you know, you and your sister are so, you know, committed to this. You're contributing to the uncanniness of this place just a lot. So you could, you know, train the staff to... Is there staff? I feel like I haven't seen anyone but you and your sister.
Who turns down the rooms?
That is a very good question, she says. So you're saying that we would need staff to attend to that. Would that make you feel more comfortable rather than the establishment being self-maintaining?
Self-maintaining?
Oh, it's like a commune.
No, I mean, I worry about you and your... I mean, like, my room was more or less put together when I arrived, and I worry that you and your sister having to do that for every single room, it's just not sustainable.
I understand wanting to take a hand in every aspect of a family business, but at some point, you have to learn how to let go a little bit and hire some people and delegate responsibility.
Because the truth is, it's not self-maintaining, right? Mm-hmm. It's you. You're doing it. And that's hard. And that's going to weigh on you.
And it's not anything against the work that you both are doing here. It's just a lot. And so, you know, things like teeth and pee in rooms, that kind of stuff will slip through and, you know, negatively impact people's impressions.
I mean, just imagine the TripAdvisor reviews if someone other than Carl had stumbled on the pee cup.
Yeah. Why not make the guests pitch in? Like, they can wash their own bed sheets. They can vacuum the floors. It can be like a communist, haunted, eco-friendly adventure.
Carl, one does not... I know you're young. One does not go on vacation to do one's own bed sheets and pitch in.
We already ask a great deal of our guests, but I suppose that's not terribly different from what we're doing now. What, you're suggesting that the contract in that respect be explicit rather than implicit?
Contract? Sorry? What do you ask of your guests at right now?
As I said, Carcosa is a story that we all tell, those of us here. And the telling can sometimes be exhausting.
Yes, indeed. It seems to have exhausted Mr. Barlow a great deal.
Yes. I don't have much more to say other than don't make the guests do their own laundry. I know that we're in a blue sky phase here, but I think Carl's idea is bad and someone should be brave enough to say it.
Well, I thought you wanted younger opinions, so that's the only reason I suggested it. We can make it like a hostel, haunted communist eco-friendly hotel.
Right. Maybe the option to do but not require, maybe also have facilities or in services for that stuff to be done for the guests. I feel like we're getting a little bit off track here.
Yes.
What is the track?
We're giving you these ideas and we're telling stories, I guess. And I'm still not clear exactly what else we should be doing. And telling you, I guess?
Well, I was very intrigued by what Mr. Madison was saying earlier, where it was Mr. Madison, wasn't it, who was talking about, what was it you call them, electrical outlets?
Yes, to charge our phones, yeah. Yeah, we do need those, no matter what.
To charge your phones. To charge your phones. She looks at you completely uncomprehendingly.
You know, followers eat first. He's taking pictures of everyone's plates. Look, he's going to actually hand her the phone. Look, like, see the little port on the bottom? You plug the USB charger into that?
Is this some form of instant daguerreotype?
Mac is just like, oh, this, your commitment to your theme is very admirable, but if I have a suggestion to make, I think if the historical interpretation could be confined to one person or maybe a sort of entertainment or a tour that occurs 1 to 3 times a day.
Mm.
I understand why maintaining this is so exhausting. I don't want you to break character or whatever, but I would prefer maybe one person giving me the business with the historical side of things and one person that I can have a conversation to about the Wi-Fi.
Of course, of course. But, Mr. Madison, before we drift too far afield from this topic, tell me of electrical outlets and these ports you were talking about. What vessels dock at these ports?
No. Look, like Max said, maybe you could come out of character just for a second so I can explain this. So the phones have really nice battery life. I mean, this can last, I don't know, 16 hours or something now, but you still have to plug it in. So I put a little cable.
Plug it in.
Yeah. And I put it into the bottom of the phone. And then there's a wire or a cable that runs to a plug. And I put that into the outlet. And then, I mean, I'm like a caveman. I don't know how it works, but it charges the battery.
And this outlet provides electricity, electrical current to your daguerreotype, and that is the purpose of it. And again, these outlets are found in every room. Would this be a singular outlet?
Should be at least eight.
Eight. At least eight outlets.
And some USB ports in the nightstands. But if you just hit the TikTok icon there, you can watch the videos I make, yeah.
These outlets would be located in the nightstand.
Well, probably two in the nightstands and then some on the walls. Definitely one in the bathroom for the hairdryer and, you know, whatever else people do in there. Right? Everybody? He's kind of looking around the table for support on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, usually there's a TV plugged into one, which I don't mind the lack of one here. I mean, it sort of contrasts with the vibe, but I'm sorry. How remote is this town? I don't mean to be rude, but I know of communes is the wrong word. Communities in California that have sort of removed themselves from a modern aesthetic. And it's either great commitment to a character, but I turn to the other three and I'm like, I'm starting to think it's not a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lancaster.
But before we get too far away from this, can I just have a power roll for Carl? Following his tail at the outlets.
As long as you don't take my POW away.
No.
Oh, ooh. I failed.
You failed.
76 over 50.
Then, yeah, you're feeling fine.
Oh, great.
Hmm.
Where exactly is Carcosa?
Casilda smiles and says, oh, that is a very difficult question to answer. Carcosa is everywhere where the imagination lives. Carcosa is within each of us. Carcosa is a dream, is a vision. Carcosa is everywhere. If you think of it in terms of a story, Carcosa is on some distant planets orbiting some distant star that exists within a play, within poems, but it's both more and less than that.
Can we just clarify, are you speaking metaphorically, or?
Well, I suppose if we accept that we're all metaphors, then surely everything we say is metaphorical.
Okay, we're going round and round in circles here. I really would love to know precisely where on a map we are.
I would be very surprised if you ever found Carcosa on the map.
Okay, would you please excuse me? I will use the facilities and be right back. I think Lou's going to get up and walk out of the room.
Okay.
As she's leaving, she's like muttering to herself, oh, this is going to be so much easier than I thought. And again, kind of like she'll start ostensibly going back up to her room. She'll check the hallways. She knows now that there's no extra staff here, so she's just going to retrieve a little vial from her pocket. And just at random places along the hallway, she's going to start tapping out what look like they wouldn't really look like any, little beads almost. And these are little cockroach eggs that she's just like depositing in various places along And then once it's empty, she'll kill a little bit more time before kind of heading back towards towards the room where they're all sitting.
As you walk down, there is one of the doors that's open. You're not sure if it's one of the rooms that one of the others was in, or whether this is just a room where the door has been left open for some reason. But there's definitely a door that's wide open.
Yeah, I think she'll peek in, see what's going on in that room.
You peek in and it's a bit gloomy in there. There's light coming in through the mist outside. And you can see the outline of someone looking in through the window.
I think she freezes and then just like tries to make out any details.
Yeah, well, give me a spot hidden roll because the lighting isn't ideal for this.
Yeah, neither is her mental state. Super failed that. Yeah, let's go ahead and do this. Can I push that maybe by like taking a half step forward and then saying, Ms. Delgado? Trying to get an answer out of this person.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a success. Yes. Oh, thank goodness.
Then, yeah, make your way further into the room and perhaps step around the four-poster bed so you get a better view of the window. And, yeah, it does look like it's maybe Mrs. Delgado looking in through the window. She looks, in the light, more haggard than you remember. Her dark hair now looks grey and lank, and there's a withered look to her face. She's staring in with wide eyes, her face almost pressed to the glass, and she suddenly starts making shooing motions with her hands, waving them towards you.
Like she's telling me to get away from her?
Yeah.
I think that just the haggard look of this will still spark some, you know, semi-human compassion. And does the window look like it opens in a way that I could let her in?
You could certainly try, yeah.
Yeah, let me go over to that window. My goodness, give me a second. And she'll try to open that window.
Yeah, it's an old-fashioned sash window. So you're going to have to push it open. It's going to take a bit of effort to push it up. As you do so, you can see just through the fog up above you in the sky. There are far too many moons up there.
Holy shit, holy shit.
Do you want to give me a sanity roll?
Yeah. I'll do one for my character, one for me. Okay, well, yeah, I passed. It was just a regular success.
I think you still lose one point of san.
Fair enough.
It seems weird, maybe, for somewhere so dark that there don't seem to be stars in the sky either. Or at least, if there are, they're not emitting any light. And then you, as you get the window up, and you're looking at Mrs. Delgado staring in at you, just desperately trying to wave you away, you can see something else that perhaps hadn't quite occurred to you until you'd pushed this up. There isn't a balcony out there.
Okay. Curiosity, if nothing else, is an overwhelming instinct. If I look down at her feet, what's going on down there?
To look down at her feet, you'd have to lean out of the window.
You know what? Yeah, fully fuck that. I think she's gonna run out of the room and start heading back towards the dining room.
Okay.
I'll do another sand roll for the lack of balcony.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll pass that one too.
And one thing you notice as well as you're running out of the room, which you didn't see on your way in, is a doorway over in the wall of this room that seems to be leading into, just from the little light you can see, the most opulent bathroom you have ever seen.
With no toilet.
He added a toilet.
Yeah. The toilet in this room looks like a total afterthought.
the toilet is just it's there, but it is in the corner. It's just like, it's functional.
Yeah, all these gold fixtures, this fantastic marble bath, and then there's just a bucket in the sink.
Full of dentures and pee. Okay, just out of curiosity, I don't think that she will actually stop because I feel like this is weird enough, especially after talking about how there's no bathrooms here. But just out of curiosity, can I see any details that match what Cedric was describing?
If you're going to stop for a moment and look, you could possibly do so. But at the moment, you're just getting glimpses of gleaming marble and fixtures and so on.
Okay, I think she would keep running as much as I would like to. Get everybody involved in this.
Meanwhile, the rest of you are still dining with Casilda downstairs in the dining room.
And I think Cedric is sort of like, this person's never going to tell us where this place is. All right, what do you recommend for sort of post-dinner activities, either on the grounds of the hotel or perhaps in the town?
Took the words right out of my mouth there. Do you have any sort of entertainments? Or is there anywhere that you'd recommend we hit up in the village?
Yes, this is somewhere where Carcosa does somewhat fall down. And again, this is something you might be able to help us with. It's not that nothing happens after dark here. It's just that, on the whole, we don't encourage our visitors to go out and explore the town after dark. But maybe this is something that can change over time. The ghosts here are restless and sometimes hungry and sometimes unwelcoming.
Right.
But maybe that's something that can change with the right attitudes.
Sure. You need a nightlife of some sort, I would say.
Yes.
I'm sorry, at the very least, Casilda, this is a lovely dining area, but do you have a bar here?
We do, yes.
That might be where I retire to next. Just to get my head together.
I might join you if you don't mind.
Is there an escape room or anything nearby?
Oh, boy.
I'm not familiar with what that is.
Oh, it's where you get locked in a room as a group and you have to solve puzzles to find your way out. You have an hour, you get 3 clues. Yeah, they're pretty cool, actually. usually we drink beforehand, so like bar, escape room, bar is pretty much the sequence.
Maybe we should consider something like that, she says, just for the irony. Anyway, shall we retire to the bar?
Yes.
Yes, please.
As she starts leading you through to the bar, it sounds like Lou might be legging it down the stairs.
Oh, look out, here she comes.
Okay. So yes, something is super, super fucked up. I think I found Mrs. Delgado, but she looks like she's been through some shit. And also, there is a bathroom here, a really nice one in one of the rooms. Would you all come with me, please? Because also, I'm pretty sure she was floating.
Oh, I'm filming this.
Smacks the phone out of your hand. I'm being serious, okay?
You swear to us you're not about to prank us right now.
I don't fucking prank. No, I'm not into this fucking, you know, Gen Z bullshit.
Okay.
She's gonna grab Max's wrist and start dragging him.
All right.
Come with me back towards that room.
All right, he'll allow himself to get drawn along. One look, and then for goodness sake, I need a drink. I need to relax. I need to go to sleep. Something I just can't quite remember. What is going on?
Yeah, Cedric follows. If there's a bathroom, I'm on. Yes, please.
I mean, it looked really nice from the bit I go, but there's something fucked up about this, right? Like, there's something going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, 100%. This place is a nightmare. I would never recommend it in its current state.
You just saying this place is a nightmare, just putting it in those terms, I'm just like, that sends a chill down Max's spine. Just like, yeah. Floating, you say?
There was no balcony out there, and she's standing. If not, then she climbed the side of the fucking building. She was outside the window.
Must be the restless spirits out there, huh? And he'll follow you to the room, I guess.
Yes, you head upstairs to the room that Lou found earlier, and sure enough, the door is still open. Looking out the window, there isn't any sign of Mrs. Delgado there. But the rest of you do see that rather unsettling night sky above the fog, however.
Mac does crane his head out like, hello? And then looks up and sees.
Yeah, same.
I can't believe I forgot that detail. Yeah, look. Moons, more than usual.
What the hell?
But it's not just that. It's the sky. It's the stars. Even against the darkness of the night sky, you can see that there are stars, but somehow you can see black stars there in the darkness.
I would guess that's a sanity roll.
Yeah.
If you match it, does that...
That's a pass.
That's a pass, yes.
Ooh.
In that case, I rolled it precisely.
I got it when we need it.
I'll roll it too. Again, looking through the phone.
I don't know how I'm keeping it together.
My sand's low, so... Oh, I got an 11, though.
Okay.
This is either the absolute height of immersive theater. Mm. Have any of you seen Sleep No More?
Yes, I've written a review of it.
Excellent, right? They took a whole five-story building and it's like inch for inch, every part of it is immaculate. The scale that they have decided to do that, but here, is insane, with a complete lack for any sort of modernity.
Yes.
Well, and also, isn't there an aspect of like opting into these experiences where you're told what it is that you're getting into as opposed to just kind of like dropping it on people and freaking them the fuck out?
That's a good point.
That is a good point. And there's a buy-in. You understand what's going on. I mean, how does one achieve an effect like that?
It's phenomenal. It's better than anything I've ever seen. But it does make sense of why you can't go to the city is because there's not actually something there.
Okay. But best case scenario, we have been roofied or some shit because none of us can remember how we got here.
Can I pull you together? And he pulls Mac and Lou in and says, oh, Carl, look over there. A thing like, this is a prank. We're being filmed. This is some YouTube jet TikTok stuff.
Someone is screwing with us. All right.
He's filming them, but, you know, can't make out what they're saying.
It might be time for someone to take a little bit more aggressive a line with the staff.
You know what, though? If the sky is all projection, maybe what we just need to do is leave the building and go out into the town and get outside of whatever this event is.
Once we see what's actually on the perimeter, then we'll have a sense of what's going on. Lou, I'm seeing you pull away.
No. I think we should leave. I definitely do. At the very least, this is a violation of, you know, fucking something.
Yeah. I don't know what, but it's but something for sure.
Something's off.
Are we getting that drink before? Or are we just gonna go straight there?
Seriously?
No, you're right. We should just go straight there.
Mac was definitely about to say yes, we should, and is like feeling outnumbered now. It's like, okay, yeah, sure. I mean, okay.
Can I be honest? Sorry, Lou. It's just that my head is killing me right now. I feel like it's either go to sleep or if we're gonna go outside, which I do think we should. I'll just grab a quick drink. Everything's free. It's an open bar. Yeah. How often do you get an open bar?
Okay, I'm sorry. This is incredibly unsettling. You know, I came here for a purpose, and now I feel like I am just trying to preserve my life. So
I'm with you. For sure. I think you also, it seems like, could maybe use a drink, too.
Yeah, it's just something to relax.
Carl, okay, we're good.
he's like an anthropologist now. He's like, they're all freaking out. All the old people are, like, losing their minds. This is amazing.
And so, we'll make our way to the bar.
Is the bathroom still there?
I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If the bathroom's there, I want to see it.
The bathroom is definitely still there. And as you go up to the door, you can see that, yes, it is going into this large, opulent bathroom with... I mean, it's not just that it resembles the description that Cedric gave earlier, but it's identical. The fixtures, everything that he described, the tiling, the marble, it's exactly that.
Wait a minute.
And what's perhaps even worse is looking into it and the size of it. You're fairly certain that as you came into this room, that it's just next door to another room. There's no way that there should be a door going into a bathroom this size with another room next door.
It shouldn't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lou points at one of the barfing dolphins and is like, yo, come on. Come on!
Wait a minute, that's the Hearst Castle That is the Hearst Castle bathroom. This pillar, this is a Venetian.
This room, this bathroom is the size of the room itself.
That must be a sanity roll, right?
Yeah.
I was about to say, I think this feels like sand rolls again.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone before should have lost 1 point even for passing that roll with seeing the sky.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
Great. Well, I just failed that one.
Same.
I failed. See new stars and new moons in the sky? Meh. Go into weirdly large bathroom? The horror!
There's no toilet!
This bathroom is too opulent!
The gold fixtures, the water flow.
He had no sense of design. It clashes.
The non-Euclidean horror of the tile work.
So was it just Carl who passed his bathroom-related sand roll there?
I think that is correct.
Jesus, God.
I'm so focused on how they're behaving that I'm not even noticing.
He's just filming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mac loses 6 points of sand for this. This apparently is what's going to break him, this bathroom.
Amazing.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Cedric loses 6 points of sand.
Oh, shit.
And Lou loses 5.
Holy shit.
So that's bouts of madness all around.
Let's have intelligence rolls off everyone.
Okay.
Oh, my. I wish I didn't have such high intelligence. God damn it.
All right, here we go. Well, I passed my intelligence roll.
Same. Holy shit.
I passed it hard.
God damn it.
I passed it, but not hard.
Oh, no.
Poor Carl.
So all three of you do get 5 points of Cthulhu Mythos, but all three of you are also going into bouts of madness. With Cedric, I mean, it sounds like you've been really obsessed with the idea that you've been pranked here. So it's obvious that Carl is behind this. This is some kind of elaborate prank that he's pulling on you. What are you going to do about that? We'll get to that in just a sec. Lou seemed very keen on getting out of here. So you, caution be damned, you've got to get out of here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck all of you.
And Mac, it sounded like, really needed to drink. So maybe this is a good opportunity to go downstairs and get as drunk as you possibly can.
Okay.
To make all this go away.
It can't be.
Look at them. They're animals.
Lou's gone. Lou's out the door. I mean, like, she's running down the hallway.
You just see Mac, like, walking backwards, gazing at the planes of this space, this bathroom space that just does not line up logically. And just the cumulative effect of all the weirdness is now reached at this breaking point. He's just sort of like, no, it can't be. It can't be. Because it's not right. He's just walking right backwards out the door and going to hustle his way downstairs.
He's a famous author. Can you believe it? I mean, look at this guy.
Cedric follows and he gets right up in the face of the camera. Carl, give me your phone right now.
No, I was actually going to ask if you could leave so I could use the toilet again.
Okay.
But I need my phone because I'm going to try to send some TikToks while I'm...
Sure. Great. Yep, I'll do that. What does this door look like from the outside? Because I think Cedric is going to attempt to lock Carl in this room. Is there furniture in the hallway?
There's a nice chaise longue that you could probably drag in the way for a start and a dresser and so on. Yeah.
I have an idea. Does this door have the same style lock that the front doors had?
Oh, sure. Why not?
So Cedric just jams his key that does not fit into this lock and then just tries to break it off at the side.
Fantastic. Well, I think as we've established how fragile these keys are, then just give me a strength roll to see whether you can pull that off.
Okay, I'm very strong.
As a travel agent, of course.
Wow.
Whoa. I've never been stronger. I'm motivated by psychic horror. That's a hard success. Do I make it an extreme success and you'll never leave this room again? No, hard success is fine. You've gotten your... And then I think as I do it, I say, here's your escape room for you, Carl.
Hard success style.
That's how we do it, baby. Hard success style.
I actually have an image in my head for that, what that looks like.
Yeah.
Carl's peeing and hears the commotion at the door and just is confused.
As you're peeing, you can hear the sound, the distinctive sound of a key snapping in a lock.
Everything okay out there?
Yep. See you at the bar.
He can't stop peeing.
Go to Mac, who's heading down to the bar.
Just I'm striding through the hallways, making a beeline for the area that if it was indicated to us before, it would be. And so, yeah, I'll approach it. And if there's no one there, I'm just going to walk right behind the bar, grab the finest bottle of whiskey off the wall I can find.
So, no, Casilda and Charlotte are in the bar. Casilda is pouring a glass of something yellow for Charlotte, who's sitting there very quietly, just looking at the glass.
Okay.
She looks up and smiles and says, "Ah, Mr. Townsend, have you tried our local vintage?"
No, I haven't had the pleasure. But since your establishment offers so many wonderful and exciting and peculiar things, why would I stop now? Make it a triple. And I'll go up to the bar next to her and just like grab a glass, even like reach behind it, grab a glass, set it down and just like begin pointing at it, like fill her up. You ever have one of those days where you just... Nothing makes sense, and you, it's a wash. It's a wash, right? To a lost week. To a lost weekend.
Yeah, she pours you the drink and says, "I wouldn't be too worried about things making sense, Mr. Townsend. If you start looking for sense here, it will not end well for you. I suggest that you accept Carcosa in the spirit it offers itself to you."
I don't know how... You're doing what you do, but you do it very well, and I have to admire your commitment. Cheers to that.
And he will just like put it to his lips and down the entire glass.
And this is a strong drink. Mm-hmm. It's sweet, and there's something quite herbal, almost medicinal about it as it goes down.
Ugh.
It's not unpleasant, but there's an electric sensation that goes through you as you drink it.
He slams the glass down on the bar. It's like, oh,
very complex. You ever read my book on Chicago? Have any of you tried Malort? Well, this is like good Malort, if you can imagine such a thing. One more, please.
Of course.
That's when Cedric has finally caught up and is like, "Good Malort, well, sign me up." Double, please.
All right. And yeah, Casilda quite happily starts pouring you glass after glass of this thick, sweet yellow liqueur.
And I turn to Mac, I say, "I've taken care of the problem."
Excuse me?
I've taken care of the problem. The prankman is going to be dealing with a little prank of his own. He's locked in the bathroom. He's fine.
Good. Because someone, he says, like looking around the space, someone is screwing with us.
A bit too loud. And then almost to himself, he gets up in your face like, "Shh, shh, shh.
It's okay because you've taken care of it."
Wow, you really got a head start on me, didn't you, bud?
this is strong. And I assume this is like very strong and hitting me right away.
Oh, very strong. It's like nothing you've ever had before. Yeah, it's going beyond simple intoxication. There is something transcendental about this.
Is there, am I having to roll sand on this drink?
Whoa.
No, because you're already in the Badge of Madness.
I'm still going. Yeah, it's just altering that in some way. Yeah.
So then you took care of the prank man. He can do his little pranks there by himself. Good luck laughing at me, Zoomers, when your little prank man is locked up in a room that don't make sense.
That's what I'm saying. So also, where's Lou? Because we said that we were going to get a drink and then go outside. And I think I need the fresh air, I think.
Yeah, we should all go outside. We should all go outside.
Casilda looks at you and says, I wouldn't recommend going outside. Obviously, you can if you want to. You're free to come and go as you please. But Carcosa is not a place for nocturnal perambulations.
What time is it, by the way? I don't know that I've seen a single clock in this place.
She looks at you thoughtfully and says, it's dark. It's my hour.
Are you telling me that you do the entire night shift and your sister does the entire day shift of this establishment?
Something very much like that, yes.
And what about you?
He says, pointing at Charlotte, like,
how are you doing?
Huh? I want to go home.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't mind going home either. To home.
And I'll take another, like, take another one to the dome.
Casilda just looks sternly at all three of you and says, yes, but you have a task to perform while you're here. Let's not lose sight of that. You were brought here for a reason.
Right, right. Free bar and all. Yeah.
Right. The Brainstormers. Rebrand. All right, yeah, I got a few ideas. How about a pool? How about a pool with a water slide? One with a bend in it.
Oh, a pool would be nice.
Shoot you out real fast. And a diving board. Maybe, and a rocky water feature with a waterfall. Ooh, make it a saltwater pool since we're building Hearst bathrooms in every room in your facility. Yeah, how about one of those? And a tennis court, and a squash court, and a highlight court.
And a car charger.
Yeah.
For the, if you have an, and like not just the Tesla ones, but the ones that work on every car, you know?
Ooh, and a spa. Yeah, there should be a massage room, a steam room.
Oh, I would love a massage room and a steam room.
Yeah. Oh, a well-appointed gym with not just an elliptical, no, a whole cable machine and some dumbbells and an incline bench. Are you writing this down, Casilda?
But not just dumbbells, because people really hurt themselves with free whites. So you're going to want to be more careful.
Casilda pours each of you another large glass of this and says, these sound like wonderful features. Why don't you tell me stories about them? And with that, let's cut to Lou.
Lou is making a beeline for that front door.
The front door is not locked. And as you open up the front door, it is misty and dark out there. The few streetlights you can see look distant and pale. The mist is all-consuming.
I think she's running straight out into the mist with a vague idea of like heading into town for I don't even know what. And as she's running, she kind of like reaches down into her shirt and pulls out the wire that's been taped there. And she's like, there is no need to do any work here. Sabotage is unnecessary. These fucking people are crazy. This place is totally fucked. It will be so easy to just take over. And then she just like shoves it back down and it just keeps running into the mist.
She's doing corporate espionage.
Hey.
For who? How?
People who did not understand what this place was.
Yeah.
Well, let's then have a luck roll for Lou as she wanders off into the darkness.
Oh, man. Yeah, I passed.
Then you make your way through the town, through all these narrow, winding, cobbled streets. And you catch sight of derelict buildings, their shutters over windows, and crumbling edifices. You can see, the occasional streetlight providing illumination, but there's not much. You think every now and then you might see people, but it could just be eddies in the mist. It's difficult to tell. You certainly don't hear the sounds of voices. You don't hear footsteps anywhere around you. And eventually, you come out onto the lakefront. You come out onto this waterfront that's got a pier leading off into the mist.
Any boats tied to the pier?
Yeah. Yes, there are.
Yeah, I think that she's been running this whole time, so she just takes a moment. She kind of like, you know, hands on knees, just like breathing heavy. She looks up. She tries to find... I'm assuming none of these boats have like a motor. These are like rowboats or something?
There's a few little skiffs.
I'll just get to the other side. I'll just get to the other side and get the fuck out of here. Gets in a boat, unties it, starts rowing.
And so you start rowing out into the still waters of the lake with the mist thick around you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.